Exodus 36.
Bezalel and Oholiab and every skillful one to whom the Lord has given skill and understanding to know how to do any work in the construction of the sanctuary shall work in accordance with all that the Lord has commanded.
Moses then called Bezalel and Oholiab, and every skillful one to whom the Lord had given skill, every one whose heart was stirred to come to do the work. And they received from Moses all the freewill offerings that the Israelites had brought for doing the work on the sanctuary. They still kept bringing him freewill offerings every morning, so that all the artisans who were doing every sort of task on the sanctuary came, each from the task being performed, and said to Moses,
"The people are bringing much more than enough for doing the work that the Lord has commanded us to do."
So Moses gave command, and word was proclaimed throughout the camp.
"No man or woman is to make anything else as an offering for the sanctuary."
So the people were restrained from bringing, for what they had already brought was more than enough to do all the work. All those with skill among the workers made the tabernacle with 10 curtains. They were made of fine twisted linen, and blue, purple, and crimson yarns, with cherubim skillfully worked into them. The length of each curtain was 28 cubits, and the width of each curtain 4 cubits. All the curtains were of the same size. He joined 5 curtains to one another, and the other 5 curtains he joined to one another. He made loops of blue on the edge of the outermost curtain of the first set. Likewise, he made them on the edge of the outermost curtain of the second set. He made 50 loops on the one curtain, and he made 50 loops on the edge of the curtain that was in the second set. The loops were opposite one another. And he made 50 clasps of gold, and joined the curtains one to the other with clasps, so the tabernacle was one whole. He also made curtains of goat's hair for a tent over the tabernacle. He made 11 curtains. The length of each curtain was 30 cubits, and the width of each curtain 4 cubits. The 11 curtains were of the same size. He joined 5 curtains by themselves, and 6 curtains by themselves. He made 50 loops on the edge of the outermost curtain of the one set, and 50 loops on the edge of the other connecting curtain. He made 50 clasps of bronze to join the tent together so that it might be one whole. And he made for the tent a covering of tanned ram skins and an outer covering of fine leather. Then he made the upright frames for the tabernacle of acacia wood. 10 cubits was the length of a frame, and 1.5 cubits the width of each frame. Each frame had 2 pegs for fitting together. He did this for all the frames of the tabernacle. The frames for the tabernacle he made in this way: 20 frames for the south side, and he made 40 bases of silver under the 20 frames, 2 bases under the first frame for its 2 pegs, and 2 bases under the next frame for its 2 pegs. For the second side of the tabernacle, on the north side, he made 20 frames, and there 40 bases of silver, 2 bases under the first frame, and 2 bases under the next frame. For the rear of the tabernacle, westward, he made 6 frames. He made 2 frames for corners of the tabernacle in the rear. They were separate beneath, but joined at the top at the first ring. He made 2 of them in this way for the 2 corners. There were 8 frames with their bases of silver, 16 bases, under every frame 2 bases. He made bars of acacia wood, 5 for the frames of the one side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the frames of the other side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the frames of the tabernacle at the rear westward. He made the middle bar to pass through from end to end halfway up the frames. And he overlaid the frames with gold, and made rings of gold for them to hold the bars, and overlaid the bars with gold. He made the curtain of blue, purple, and crimson yarns, and fine twisted linen, with cherubim skillfully worked into it. For it he made 4 pillars of acacia, and overlaid them with gold. Their hooks were of gold, and he cast for them 4 bases of silver. He also made a screen for the entrance to the tent, of blue, purple, and crimson yarns, and fine twisted linen, embroidered with needlework, and its 5 pillars with their hooks. He overlaid their capitals and their bases with gold, but their 5 bases were of bronze.